Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2011 New England Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And you need to hate sin. You need to hate these things that are destroying people's lives. There's nothing wrong with hating the evil. You don't hate the people, you hate the evil. Because you see what it's doing to people. God gave us this capacity for anger. And brothers and sisters, most of us have just let it go to sleep. We've let the sun set on our wrath. And we aren't really upset about very much. I mean, you got aches and pains, but after all, you're over 40, and so you're supposed to start having aches and pains. That's the reason you got them. Moses was 120 years old, and his natural force was not abated, nor his eyesight dim. Deuteronomy chapter, 34:7. If that was true of Moses, which the least person in here is greater than Moses, then why do you tolerate your eyesight going bad as you get older? Why do you tolerate your natural strength going down? You know, this last Monday, I worked probably the hardest I have ever worked in my life. I used a pick and a shovel for 4 hours without a break. I dug, I worked, I did stuff. I just was worn out, and I did it, and praise God, I'm still able to do it. You do not have to run up the white flag and surrender to old age and get sick and decrepit. Because you're 40, you don't have to start losing sleep. I still average around 8 hours of sleep a night. You don't have to do this stuff. But you know what? If you are passive, the devil will push and shove. And if you don't push back, he'll catch you off balance and you'll begin to start deteriorating and things will start happening. You don't have to live that way. But you know what? A big portion of it is you got to get angry. I don't know how many of you saw Nikki Oshinsky's testimony about the girl that was healed of fibromyalgia. She had visions that Jesus was going to heal her. She had a great heart. She loved the Lord. There was a lot of good things, but the one thing was she tried to just be patient and to bear all of this pain. She lived in a room that was covered, the floor, ceiling, walls covered with aluminum foil. She could only eat 11 foods on the face of the earth. A man hugged her one time with cologne on, and she had an allergic reaction and nearly died and went to the hospital, and they just barely revived her. And she was unable to lift her hand, unable to sit up. She couldn't move. She couldn't brush her teeth. Couldn't go to the bathroom by herself. Had lived that way for 5 years and loved God. And you know what? I went over to pray for her. And the thing that I did, I got to praying that she'd get angry. I laid hands on her and I prayed that, Nikki, I'm praying that you'll get angry. That you'll get sick and tired of this. This isn't right for the devil to do this to you. You need to get angry. And she got so mad that while I was praying, she hadn't even been able to lift her arm. She threw her arm across and hit me in the chest and knocked me out of the way and threw her legs over and stood up and started walking. And it was one of the keys of her being healed, was that she quit accepting it. I know one reason most people don't have this attitude is because, first of all, we don't understand that we've been redeemed from these things, and we think that it's foolish to think that you can resist sickness and poverty and depression and all of these things. This is just normal. I'm only human. And so it's our ignorance that causes a lot of this. So you've got to understand who you are and what power you have and that this is available. But then, I tell you, you got to get angry. You need to contend. This is exactly what God told Moses. Contend with Sihon. And that word means to get angry. You need to hate your enemy. You need to hate the devil. No. Kenneth Copeland's mom, I don't know how many of you ever met Vanetta Copeland, but that woman was strong as horseradish. She came to me one time and said that she'd been dealing with some type of sickness, and that if the Lord told her if I prayed for her, she'd be healed. And I prayed with her, and she was healed. She's supposed to die, and she got over. But this woman was strong, and she held Bible studies. And a friend of mine, Steve Mock, went to her Bible study one time, and she was talking about the devil, and she was blasting him and insulting him and just running the devil down. And anyway, Steve came back, and he says, I felt sorry for the devil. He says, I've never felt sorry for the devil in my life, but I felt sorry. I've never heard anybody talk about another person that way. And guess what? Vanetta Copeland was strong as 5 acres of garlic. That woman saw some awesome things happen, and that's a lot of what got into Kenneth Copeland was that attitude. And I'm telling you that this is an attitude you'll find in people, is that they just don't tolerate the devil. As long as you can tolerate something, you will. But when you get to the place that this is as far as I'm going, I'm not getting pushed any further, and you start getting angry, you'll be amazed at what happened. Anger is a God-given ability. Now, the way most of us use it is not godly. We use it selfishly and against people. But the capacity for anger is something that everybody has because it is a godly thing, and you need it in order to resist the devil. And so one of the things that I think people are missing is that they've become passive. And there's a million reasons for it. One thing, like I said, we don't know what we have. We're so distracted. Our world, we're just sitting there entertaining ourselves. Some of you are dealing with cancer and laying down watching the television as the stomach turns all day long. And entertaining yourself with junk and trivial stuff while you're fighting for your life. That lulls you to sleep. There's a lot of things we do that just numb us and make us so that we aren't the person we're supposed to be. But regardless, you've got to stir yourself up. You got to get angry. And there's many of you that don't like your situation. You want it to change, but you're passive. You're praying and asking God, and it's not God's responsibility. God's put His power on the inside of you. It's up to you to stand up and use it. You've got to resist the devil. You've got to confront him. In Ephesians chapter 6, it lists all of the armor that we put on, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, all of these things. Did you know that there's not a single piece of armor for the back? You've got to face the devil. You've got to confront him. If you ever turn your back, that's when the devil gets you. And many of us have just laid down and we haven't got our shield of faith up and we aren't resisting the devil. And that's the reason he hadn't fled from us. There is no exception. Some people think, oh, I've resisted the devil. You may have resisted it compared to what you've done in the past, but you haven't gotten angry at the devil. You hadn't reached this place to where, I mean, if you could grab him, you would physically choke him or do something. You hadn't gotten mad at the devil, or I guarantee you, he'll leave. That's true. You have this power, brothers and sisters. If you are the least in the kingdom of heaven, you've got all of this power, and we're just letting it lay dormant. And we're going to God as if we are the victim. Oh God, please help me. When He's already helped you, what you need to do is stir yourself up and take what He's got and resist the devil. And you know what? This is not just something you do one time. You need to get to where you live this way, to where you are intolerant towards the devil. You don't tolerate things. You can tolerate people, but not the demonic stuff, maybe, that works through people and all of this other stuff. But you cannot tolerate the devil. You shouldn't be able to live with things. I've had so many people tell me that, you know, I can't stand this. I want to be healed of this, but I can live with the rest of it. That's wrong. I don't think you can departmentalize your life and say, I'm not going to live with cancer. I'm not going to live with this. But you know what? Just my eyesight, that's just part of it. And I can live with that. And I can tolerate this. No, you ought to get to where you just want everything that God's got for you, and you become intolerant towards any inroad of the devil into your life. You do not submit to him. There was a woman in our Bible school who had suffered depression about 1 month or 2 months out of the year. Every year of her life, she was probably 20-something years old, she was married, and her husband came to the Bible college, and after a few months in Bible college, she dropped out. And I told her husband I wanted to see her. So they came in and I said, why did you drop out? I know that you were so excited about coming here. And she says, oh, I'm battling depression. And she said, I just have to stay at home for a month or two. I'll get over it. She says, I've done this before. And I said, man, you don't need to take that approach. You need to get to where you fight this thing. She says, no, it's just the way it is with me. I've done this my whole life. I took scriptures from James chapter 1 that sin is conceived in your emotions. I said, by you embracing depression, you are allowing Satan to conceive something. You are having, in a sense, sexual intercourse, spiritual sexual intercourse with the devil. You're going to conceive. Every time you get into depression or a negative emotion, you're having intercourse with the devil. You're going to let him conceive something. And this woman just, oh, no, 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 it's okay. This is just the way it is. And she tolerated 1 or 2 months of total depression out of every year. And, you know, as a result, she never did come back to Bible school. She never has recovered from it as far as I know. And it was just totally wrong. But that's her attitude. She just learned to live with it. There are many of you that have learned to live with stuff that God doesn't want you to learn to live with. You need to get angry. You need to stir yourself up. You need to contend with sickness, contend with poverty, contend with depression, contend with fear, and fight it and not tolerate these things. And I tell you, if you would get that attitude, you need to make sure that you are intolerant towards the things that Jesus redeemed you from and not just selfish stuff, not just, you know, you don't like your mate anymore, so you're now intolerant towards them. I am not giving you an excuse to operate in anger towards your mate or your children or your boss. But there are spiritual things that you ought to get angry at and stir yourself up. And if you would go to resisting it, you'd be amazed at how things happen. It's absolutely true.
This teaching series was recorded at our 2011 New England Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM246 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. And remember, today is the last day to get these materials, so please respond today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.